Christmas was a big day for John and Adele. They always had a nice dinner. Then they opened their presents. Often the presents were small things. John and Adele did not have much money. But John always had something for Adele, and Adele always had something for John. It was the day before Christmas. But this year John and Adele did not have any presents. They did not have any money for presents. "We're happy without them," they said. But it wasn't true. John wanted to buy something for his wife, and Adele wanted to buy something for her husband. Adele went into town. She looked at the store windows. There were many beautiful things in the windows. In the windows of a music store, she saw some CDs. There was a new CD by Pavarotti. John loved music, and he loved Pavarotti. Adele wanted to buy that CD for John, but she did not have the money. Then she remembered her hair. Adele had very long, beautiful red hair. Her hairdresser wanted to cut it and buy it from her. Adele always said no. But now she went to the hairdresser and said yes. She went back to the music store with the money, and she bought the Pavarotti CD. When Adele came home, John was already there. "What do you think?" Adele asked him. "Do you like my new Christmas haircut?"
"Oh, no,"
John said. "You don't like it?" Adele said. "Why did you do that?" John asked. "I wanted to buy something for you," said Adele. "So I sold my hair. Here is your present." John opened the presents. "Oh, Adele," he said. "Dash, this is terrible."
"You mean, you don't like the CD?"
asked Adele. "No, no, thank you. It's wonderful," said John. "But, I don't have a CD player now. I needed money for your present, and my friend George needed a CD player. So I sold the CD player to him. Here's your present." Adele opened a small box. In it there were two combs for her hair. They were very beautiful, but now her hair was very short. She couldn't use combs. "I can use next year," she said.
"Thank you, my love. And someday soon I'm going to get another CD player," John said.
He smiled. "You know, Adele, you're beautiful with short hair."